This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Daily Digest. I'm Sharmila Ganesan with T. Xiao Eek and Kelly Anissa. So before the break, we were talking about the International Day of Yoga. And now for our second story, we have got a poll going on Twitter.
Yes, so we asked you, which Keanu do you like best? 43% of you have said John Wick Keanu, followed by 33% of you who said Matrix Keanu, 14% of you said Speed Keanu, and 10% of you said Bill and Ted Keanu.
No,
I voted for Bill and
No retro fans here.
I can't choose. So you can tweet us at BFM Radio and share your thoughts with us. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
And now here's a bit of throwback Keanu before we start. All my heart, all the joy.
Kelly wanted to know why we're playing this clip.
So who here remembers the music video for that song? It was Paula Abdul's Rush Rush back in 1991. Of course, Kelly wasn't born yet. So. Well, the bad boy in the video, which sort of featured this love triangle kind of story, was Keanu Reeves. So today, everything and anything that Keanu has ever appeared in has been resurrected on the internet. And that's because we're living in the age of Keanu. It's the Keanuzons. Keanu is the zeitgeist of the moment. The Kiat guys.
No, the revival.
Wow. You guys have spent all morning on this, haven't you?
Should I go on? Okay, I shall stop. Well, the thing, I don't get it, to be honest. I mean, yes, Keanu is a very, very well-known actor, best known for his earlier movies for many of us. Things like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, The Matrix franchise, and Speed. But today, his revival is due to the John Wick action movies, for instance. That's how a whole new generation of fans know and love him. He's also recently voiced a character in Toy Story 4 and another in the video game Cyberpunk 2077. And he's made a totally OTT cameo appearance as himself in the Netflix Always Be My Baby.
Always be my maybe, but yes, yes, he can also be many people's babies. And Scotland actually just had the first ever KeanuCon film festival. I was so excited when I found this out and I was like, why wasn't I there?
Yeah.
KeanuCon was a two-day extravaganza featuring a 10 and a half, I suppose, movie-long marathon. It was organized by the independent exhibitor Matchbox Cine Club, which had previously organized a Nicolas Cage festival, the Cage-a-rama. So when GQ covered KeanuCon, this is what they wrote about Keanu. There's an inherent relatability to him that provides solace in the fact that no matter how extraordinary he appears, he's still only human. Yes, he is.
Okay, well, I'll be perfectly honest. To me, he's just a human. I don't get the Keanu love. But apparently, I'm in the minority in this opinion. Kelly's glaring at me right now.
Yes, we will change your mind.
Yes. So, we spoke to some Keanu fans, apart from Kelly, to hear what they had to say.
He's just a beautiful specimen to look at. Not much of an actor, but it's okay. You can just stare at that face the whole day.
I think for me, what I admire most about Keanu is the fact that he respects other people as human beings. And you hear this a lot on the internet, and you see a lot of stories that are consistent. They're like, people who are telling these stories have no motive than because they just want to demonstrate someone who's really nice and kind. Like that time when he just spent hours sitting next to a homeless person, listening to him and being present as a human being that... And then there's also the story where he would call up his bookstore to tell them, hey, I'm coming over to pick up my book. And it's a simple thing, yes, but it also demonstrates just how courteous he is to others. I think basically at the end of the day, you don't get the sense that Keanu is doing this for charity. He's doing this to prop up his image. He genuinely is this really nice person.
What is it not to admire about Keanu Reeves? I wouldn't call myself a fan of his acting. I wouldn't call myself a fan of Keanu Reeves, the actor. But, oh my God, there is nothing not to admire about Keanu. And here's the thing. I didn't know he had such a tragic past and, you know, what kind of a giving person, benevolent person he was. I don't know. And I don't really care about, I don't know, topless pictures of Keanu Reeves. But it's just him. There's this pull. And I don't know, but oh, there are no words, just Keanu.
I have loved Keanu since Point Break in 1991, I think. I've loved him despite Little Buddha and A Walk in the Clouds. Why do I love him? Because he's so cute. He's really nice. There are countless stories and articles and videos about how nice and generous he is. He likes dogs. He plays with puppies. He is just so cute. Did I say that already? I share him with my best friend, Lois, and all we want to do is hold his hand.
Also, that last person wanted us to say her name is Indra so that Keanu would know how to look for her. But all this affection, shall we say, does this make him deserving of being Times Person of the Year? Well, according to 53,000 people who have changed, who have signed the change.org petition, yes, they want him to be Times Person of the Year.
Yes.
And their rationale, okay, Kelly just said yes. Their rationale for the petition is Keanu is the most wholesome person alive. Make him the Person of the Year. Keanu has secretly donated millions of his earnings to children's hospitals and other charities and has done amazing things for people in public while asking for nothing in return.
So I think that's exactly the appeal of Keanu Reeves on the internet, that nice guy persona combined with the fact that he's intensely private about his life on screen, off screen. Mm. So it's not that he's cultivating this persona, right? Mm. It just seems to sort of be made up of information that sort of leaks out because he has no social media presence. So you don't have his daily routines, his political opinions, his, you know, outfits of the day sort of being shoved into your face. But what you do see, or hear seem to point to him being this perfect gentleman.
Okay, sure.
I am not blushing or giggling, okay? So recently what went viral were tweets pointing out that Keanu is so respectful of women that when he takes pictures with fans, he makes sure not to touch them. So you'll see his hand usually hovering, you know, he won't see things like putting his hand on their waist and stuff like that. He just sort of poses with them and makes people happy.
Yeah, and I think, you know, him not having a presence off screen as much, I think that's part of the appeal. You do not know what's not to like about him, you know what I mean? You just know what you hear and that's the good stuff. And I think that's, for me, I think that's what is.
But it's such a paradox. He doesn't have a social media presence off screen. I mean, everything for him is about his acting, but he has a huge presence on social media nonetheless because of how people speculate and talk about him as this mysterious person.
I guess mystery is actually the thing, isn't it? In this age of over-information and overexposure, that amount of mystery feels so, it feels like such a throwback.
I mean, I think that's what appeals about his public persona. You know, there are so many stories of him doing nice things for people, like buying his stuntman motorbikes or renegotiating his Matrix contract so that the crew got a better deal, you know, at a personal cost of millions of dollars, or even just on a daily basis, like helping out someone in need, although he doesn't like talking about the things he's done. You know, for him, private is private. And if you watch any of his interviews, I mean, he keeps reiterating that.
And the other thing is that, you know, everybody loves, I suppose, a tragic story. And Keanu really is the ultimate tragic figure in many ways. His father left him at a very young age. His daughter with his girlfriend, Jennifer Syme, I think, was born stillborn in 1999. And then Jennifer died in an accident shortly after.
Yes.
So these are, I think all of these sort of add to that.
I think it makes him real.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
He goes through ups and downs just like anyone else. And perhaps even more downs than your average person, even. And, you know, there's the fact that everybody and their grandmother wants Keanu to be their boyfriend. Why, Kelly?
I mean, I'm going back to the fact that he has this aura of, like, mystery around him. So, like, you know, you just don't know what to dislike. That when I try and think about why I like Keanu Reeves, I can't give you a specific answer. I don't think I like him as an actor. Sorry.
You are not deserving, Kelly.
I mean, I hope he doesn't hear this.
So we did get our resident movie critic to perhaps give a slightly more neutral opinion. Bahir Yusuf, who co-hosts BFM Skip Intro, he weighs in on the Keanu phenomenon.
I think the thing about Keanu Reeves, I think, is that a lot of people like the fact that he is a bit of a mystery. I don't think he has an Instagram account. I don't think he has a Facebook page. So you get very little information about him other than, say, the legends that you read. So he, you know, legends like he donated a lot of his Matrix earnings to his stunt team. He doesn't own a house. He lives in hotels. He's got a very, very difficult upbringing with the death of his sister and then his girlfriend, his fiance and child soon after. So he is this really interesting celebrity in the 21st century. You see as many photos of him on the red carpet as you see him on the New York train system, riding his motorcycle around California and LA, and just doing essentially what is normal human being things, and to see that coming from a person who is as iconic an actor as, say, Keanu Reeves is always very interesting. His movie choices have been very interesting, this is one way to put it. But also the fact that how he works, he works very hard at being the better version of what he needs to be on screen. He doesn't just learn how to shoot a gun. He's so good at it now, he's actually taking part in amateur competitions. And that's a result of having to do it for John Wick. He rides motorcycles, rides horses, for the John Wick series. He learned Kung Fu for The Matrix, and so much so that he's then gone on to do other Kung Fu-related or martial arts-related films. His directorial debut, The Legend of Tai Chi, I think it was called, has him sort of go into the idea of what it means to be a martial artist or the history of martial arts. And even his films, he will do films for friends. So he's done some really, I wouldn't say questionable choices, but some really weird movies because his friends have asked him to help out. Recently, he was in a romantic comedy for Netflix, and his appearance in that is amazing, playing a souped-up version of what Keanu Reeves is. His appearances on late-night TV have been are just legendary. He's got his own motorcycle line, and it's this idea that Keanu Reeves is the kind of person people want to know and be with, and not just in a idealized Hollywood pinup sort of way. And I think that is the most interesting thing about him.
So that was our resident movie critic, Bahir Yusof. He co-hosts our show Skip Intro, and they have reviewed John Wick 3 most recently. So do check out their podcast to hear the movie critic part, not the Keanu Reeves as a internet phenomenon thing. But, you know, speaking of Keanu on the internet, the memes, my goodness, the memes.
Yes, I'm not sure if anyone knows about the conspiracy Keanu meme. I mean, no. When I say it, I think when you look at the meme, you
the picture
know
of
it.
Him from Bill and Ted.
Yes, yeah. Where he looking just looks
shell shocked.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. So like, it comes with like captions like, you know, what if cats have their own internet and it's full of pictures of us?
Yes. And then it's Keanu with the mop head and with the mouth again. Yeah.
So, and then there is the sad Keanu or the lonely Keanu meme. I think that's the most popular one of all. Yeah. We all know that. And then there is the John Wick Keanu coming after your dog. So I think every time something bad happens to dog on social media, or even with Game of Thrones, what Jon Snow, how he ignored
Ghost. Yes.
And I remember I kept seeing memes of him being compared to John Wick. Yeah, and then I mean there is also the humble Keanu, which I mean we all know about, which is him giving up his seat, being nice, he's charitable. Yeah, I mean there's really a lot to go around. I could go on.
And there's the perennial question: on a scale of 1 to John Wick, how much do you love your dog?
Yes.
I don't even understand that. Oh, I get it now. Yes, okay, would you kill a lot of people?
Yes, because you love your dog that right, much. Okay, yes.
I see. I mean, the Keanu sounds is what make is what it is because of the internet. Brad Pitt never had this kind of fandom because he was famous before social media.
Yep. So I checked in with Matt Armitage from Culture Pop, our resident pop culture commentator, to ask him about this internet sensation that is Keanu. So, Matt, are you a Keanu fan?
I am. I've always been a Keanu fan. I mean, like, even from his very early indie movies, I think River's Edge was one of the first ones that he was in. So, yeah, I've always been this massive fan of him. And not because he's this amazing actor, because he isn't, but he makes the most of having this very limited range.
But, you know, acting aside, looking at what's happening, he's blowing up the internet. And what makes him such an internet phenomenon?
I think it's just that thing, you know, everyone likes to have these photos with celebrities and, you know, everyone says, oh, such and such was a really nice person. But by and large, you know, they're just stopping and they're showing a bit of face and you get your photo and they move on. But Keanu seems to go that step further. You know, he really seems to connect with people. And whether he's playing at being nice or he's genuinely being nice, people respond to that in a way that, again, it comes back to that realism and that authenticity. Again, it doesn't matter if he's playing the role of being nice, because the end result is the same. You know, people feel kind of empowered by being around him, or just that feeling that he's putting himself on the same level to an extent. You know, you're not looking up at the star. He just seems to be a genuinely nice person.
Mm. And, you know, I mean, when you look at what trends on the internet or on social media, it's when celebrities do scandalous things.
Well,
but Keanu is the complete opposite of that.
Exactly, you know, and we hear about all these little things that, oh, he helped with such and such as bus ticket, or, you know, all of these weird little things. And like you said, we are much more used to hearing about the scandals or the wardrobe malfunctions, or this celebrity is wearing this kind of thing. We don't hear those kind of more down-home stories about a lot of the celebrities, which is, you know, part of the industry, because they keep their private lives insulated mm-hmm. from their fans. And I can understand that as well. You know, you want to determine which part of yourself is on sale to the kind of consumer market. But with Keanu, it doesn't seem to have that same level of distinction. He doesn't seem to be saying, well, you know, you can only have access to this part of my personality. He seems to react like a normal human being in normal human situations.
And the memes, what makes Keanu so memeable?
I think, again, it comes back to a lot of that one-dimensionality of a lot of his characters. When you look at Neo in The Matrix, it's not a fully fleshed character. You know, he doesn't have much interior life going on. The man who the one where he made the Earth stop, I can't remember what it's called, but it's the same. He played an alien in a human's body, and he has the perfect personality for that, because he seems not quite real some of the time. You know, he seems like I said, he has this one dimensionality, and he plays it very well. And that is very meme worthy, because, you know, it's like the whole kind of Chuck Norris thing as well. You can take that one aspect of the person's personality and you can turn it into something that's very funny. And especially if the star themselves is game for that and is actually contributing and adding to those memes themselves.
Well, but with all this, like, you know, the nice guy, the everyday guy kind of persona, is that the internet creating something that's perhaps not so real? I don't know.
Like I said, he might just be playing at being nice because he is an actor. Maybe that's just the role that he's decided he's going to play. But the end result is the same. I mean, it's the same if you're a philanthropist. If you're giving money because you genuinely want to give money, you feel you should share the money, or because you feel a social pressure to do it, the money still has the same end result. It's still as effective. So it's the same with Keanu. It doesn't matter if he's playing a role. He could be the meanest person in the world privately, but he still has that effect on people. So the end result for people is still the same.
Okay. So how long do you think this Keanu Zons is going to last?
I don't know. I mean, certainly I think we've seen, obviously this year there's been this huge kind of upsurge in interest, and he is fueling it to an extent with his own roles. So he is playing with these different aspects of his persona, not because I think he wants to create memes about himself, but I think as long as he keeps playing with this image of what he is, and he's continuing to engage with his fans in this way, then I don't see any reason why it should stop anytime soon.
So that was Matt Armitage from Culture Pop. So let's get to some comments on social media.
Yes, on Twitter, we asked you, which Keanu do you like best? So the options were Matrix Keanu, Speed Keanu, John Wick Keanu, and Bill and Ted Keanu. So Dr. Liana Khairuddin on Twitter said, she asked, we must choose.
Yes, a dilemma for all of us.
Yeah, and Taufik AR said, Wild Stallions. And Sue Ann said, always be my maybe Keanu.
And she sent that GIF thing of
him. Yeah. Blowing the kiss.
Yes.
And Michael Chang said, Toy Story 4 Keanu, definitely. Oh yeah, let's kaboom.
Obviously he's watched the movie.
Yeah. And Lian Jim said, thou shall not choose Keanu, all Keanu is best, breathtaking Keanu.
Wow.
Well said.
Yeah. And Constantine Dazed, Mo Fizu said, Constantine. Yes, I like Constantine too. I think that was one of my favorite Keanus. I'm not sure how to pronounce this username, but she or he also said, always be my maybe. And Jamarki said, Johnny Utah in Point Break.
Oh, a wow. Retro fan. Yes. Going way back. Yeah.
And on WhatsApp, Nini said, Keanu Reeves, couldn't love him more. And someone else wrote in and said, Keanu from Bill and Ted. Totally.
Totally.
Another person said, Cyberpunk 2077 Keanu. And lastly, someone also said Matrix. And one listener wrote in and said, a part of being a great actor, he's a great human being. Keanu Reeves is an inspiration.
Wow. Mm. There is a lot of Keanu love. Have we convinced you, Xiaoyik?
I think well. I think you need to watch more Keanu movies.
Well, I was very interested to learn his name is Keanu, is Hawaiian for cool breeze over the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
I think that's one of the things that adds to this whole Keanu thing, right? Everything about him is interesting.
Yes.
He's a paradox. He's a normal person, but he's also very intriguing in many ways. Yeah. Well, I mean, what was the final result for the poll where we asked which Keanu?
Right. So when we asked which Keanu do you like best, 45% of you said John Wick Keanu. So 32% of you said Matrix Keanu, followed by 13% who said Speed Keanu, and only 10% of you said Bill and Ted Keanu.
Well, you can keep the conversation going on all things Keanu.
Send us more Keanu memes.
Yes, yeah, send us more memes, send us more GIFs. We are happy to see them. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. You can also look us up on Facebook. We are BFM The Bigger Picture. So if you missed any part of this show, you can download the podcasts on bfm.my/dailydigest, on the BFM app, and also on Spotify. Coming up at 3 p.m. on Live and Learn, Lim Soo Ann will be speaking to Emeritus Professor Dato Dr. Shad Salim Farooq and Lim Wei Jiat on the Prime Minister's powers according to the Malaysian Constitution. So that's it from us Keanu fans. I think
and
you all know.
And one
non-fan. I know, but that's the weekend. Plenty of time to catch up on all of the Keanu movies.
Yes.
Here on BFM 89.9.